When Jesse and Suitcase returned to the station, they found Alexis Richardson sitting in the waiting area, reading a copy of Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers, The Story of Success. She was wearing a colorful Missoni sweater over dark rinsed blue jeans. Her jet black hair was pulled back in a sleek chignon. She wore a pair of horn-rimmed reading glasses. When she noticed Jesse, she looked up at him and smiled. He invited her to join him in his office. She collected her things and went inside. Jesse exchanged a quick glance with Molly, then went inside himself. "Thank you for seeing me without notice," Alexis said. Jesse leaned back in his chair. "May I ask you a question, Alexis?"
"That sounds ominous."
"It's just that I can't help but wonder how a woman like yourself gets a job like this one."
"I studied public relations in college," she said. "Then I served an internship with a well-known event planner in New York."
"Where you actually planned events of your own," Jesse said.
"Not exactly."
When Jesse said nothing, she continued.
"The event planner gave me access and taught me the ropes."
"So how'd you get this job?"
"I interviewed for it."
"You interviewed for it?"
"Yes."
"Who interviewed you?"
"Selectman Hansen."
"Carter Hansen interviewed you?"
"Yes."
"So he's the one who hired you?"
"Yes."
"And that's how you met him?"
"No."
"No, that's not how you met him?"
"Yes."
"I'm confused," he said.
"Which part are you confused about?" she said.
"The Hansen part. You didn't meet him on your job interview?"
"No."
"You met him prior to your job interview?"
"Yes."
"Alexis, the first rule of conversation is that you have to provide more than one-word answers."
"Selectman Hansen is my uncle," she said.
"Carter Hansen is your uncle," he said.
"My mother's brother," she said.
"So it was your uncle who hired you?"
"Yes."
"Well, I'll be damned," Jesse said.
Alexis stood. "Don't judge me, Jesse. I earned this job."
"I'm sure you did," he said. "What exactly did Hansen tell you about it?"
"Uncle Carter told me, Selectman Hansen, told me that the board was interested in funding a handful of special events this summer, events designed to attract tourists."
"Rock and roll events?"
"Arts-based events, not rock and roll."
"And he offered you the job of planning these events?"
"Yes."
"Was it your idea to introduce rock and roll into the mix?"
"No." "Yes."
"Which is it?"
"I mentioned to Uncle Carter that a Woodstock-like event could reap amazing rewards."
"To which Uncle Carter replied?"
"We'll see."
"And have you made up your mind as to which events you'd like to present?"
"Yes."
"You want to tell me about them?"
"Yes."
"Here come those one-worders again."
"I want to begin with a rock festival, an all-day event, at the Paradise High School Stadium."
"Funded by the Board of Selectmen?"
"Yes."
"Does Uncle Carter know?"
"Not yet."
"I'm flattered that you chose to tell me first," Jesse said. "When exactly were you planning on telling Uncle Carter?"
"Stop saying Uncle Carter."
"When were you planning on telling the selectmen?"
"Soon."
"Soon would be good," Jesse said.
They sat silently for a while. "May I ask you a question, Jesse?"
"That sounds ominous."
"Would you consider having lunch?"
"Lunch?"
"With me."
"With you?"
"Yes."
"You mean now?"
Alexis laughed. "Yes," she said.
Jesse didn't say anything.
"Have you anything better to do?" she said.
He looked at her intently. "Nothing I can think of," he said,